I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's dive in. We're going to get to Brad Holmes at 3. Like, I can't do this for 4 hours.
So Mike, has anybody ever mispronounced your last name?
Yeah, right. Let me help you. We're going to go a different direction. We have topics. So let's get into them. Try this again.
Right, let's do this.
So we'll get to Brad Holmes at 3. Why? Because I don't want to talk about it for 4 hours. We'll talk about his comments, but the news of the day will be Josh Reynolds spurning the Lions and going to the Broncos, which means you've now lost CB2 and wideout 3. The whole best available player thing in the draft is fine, .. If you do something more in free agency, we'll get to it.
Yeah, until it's not.
We have Brad audio. So the Brad bots, lather up, get yourself ready, maybe give yourself a little sponge bath and get ready. We'll get to it at 3 because we got to talk about it. But I want to open up with something that's just really interesting. And I'm not clutching pearls. I live in reality. Think of all these headlines in the last couple of weeks and what they all have in common. Temple basketball. And a point spread moving 7 points and the shadow of impropriety on their conference tournament game. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter slash thief slash bet runner slash what the hell is going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then factor in what we're looking at right now with what took place yesterday in the NBA, where Raptors backup center Jontae Porter and his prop bet totals were under investigation by the NBA, because I will read this to you, and I want you to understand what it all means. You are talking about a player of no consequence being the biggest liability at the sports book for what he did or did not do in that game. No, that doesn't add up. And the fact is, when a player leaves a game mysteriously after a couple minutes with a, quote, illness,
mm-hmm,
not hitting anywhere close to his props, and that someone won bleep loads of money. Come on now, Alabama's baseball coach.
I was about to say, let's not forget Brad Bohannon.
Now, that's not in the last couple weeks, but it is all a backdrop to what I'm going to ask you. So
he's trying to drop $100,000 on a Bama game.
Right.
Through a friend.
Not bright. So basically, I'll give you the cliff notes. There are betting results, and there are reports the next day as a part of it. DraftKings Sportsbook stated the under on Jontae Porter's three-pointers, the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop from games that evening. Jontae Porter. Who? Do you know how deep in a menu you got to go to find any words called Jontae Porter in any prop market?
You probably have to hit other players twice.
He played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12, 7, and 3 on March 20th, the other night, against the Kings. He played just 3 minutes before exiting because what the Raptors said was an illness, didn't return. Didn't score after attempting one shot. Sportsbook had his over-under set around 7.5 and 5.5. The next day, The report in the media released that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA. Again. So at least one other U.S. sportsbook detected that betting interest on Porter's props. And the industry source told ESPN multiple accounts attempted to bet large amounts, upwards of 10 grand, 20 grand, on Porter unders in the January game against the Clippers. Betting limits on the NBA player props vary by book, typically around 1,000 to 2,000. People were doing whatever they could to bet Porter props. And then a few days ago, the same things. We had a bunch of people trying to bet the under for more. So he missed the game on Saturday against the Wiz for personal reasons, according to the team. He was also out on Monday's loss against the Nets for personal reasons. Bottom line, the NBA's investigating. All league employees, they're all not able to be involved in this. Sports betting, monitored by dedicated personnel from each team. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because it's not any one story. For years, whether Rico, me, any of us old heads, when ESPN and other networks wouldn't so much as put a point spread on the television, acted as if it didn't exist, whistled by the graveyard. All of us, myself included, ESPN, this radio station, your Nona, we're all in bed with sports books. For years, we always would make jokes. Oh, that guy played like he owed the mob money.
Yeah, he's on a take.
Right. Wow. Yeah. What was that?
Go check his bank account.
You made the joke, but you didn't watch the games ever fearing of impropriety. But I have a question for you, the sports fan, right now. With all of these gambling-centric stories swirling around the world of sports, including an NBA player who's under investigation, including the NCAA president wanting prop bets banned, including a basketball team that triggered U.S. integrity 2 weeks ago, and Shohei Ohtani and a mysterious $4.5 million that may or may not have been stolen, may or may not have been his bets, may or may not have been placing bets with an illegal offshore sportsbook.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no. Rob Manfred's statement will take care of all of it. My question to you is, has the way you watch sports changed? Do you now, at least in the back of your mind, wonder about the authenticity of what we're watching?
Yeah. And then you wonder, do they just put this in your face? Remember before last season, the NFL thought it was a funny commercial, the script, as they did the table read, and everybody was like, oh man, I can't wait till this happens in this week. But it does start to feel a little scripted. For some games, you start thinking, wait a minute, how did this guy drop this pass, or how did this guy make this mistake, or how did this guy play so horribly in the biggest moment of his life? In the back of your mind, you're now starting to wonder, man, did he put money on himself? Did he bet against himself? Because it's not necessarily the Pete Rose I'm betting on my team to win. As you're now saying, I'm betting the under because I can control that. I can leave the game. If you're a Porter, I can just walk out, allegedly. It does lead you to believe that maybe
we're not on the level.
Dude, this just may be glorified wrestling.
I wonder where you're at as a fan. And look, if your answer is no, it doesn't make you wrong. If your answer is yes, it doesn't make you wrong. I don't have the answers. But, I mean, how many of these gambling, scandalous-type stories are we supposed to see in our news and not begin to think it impacts us? And, guys, let us not for a second act as if we haven't seen impropriety. Tim Donaghy ring a bell? In some of the biggest NBA games of the season, you want to go back and watch game 6 of Lakers and Kings? Like, it's happened. Except the difference is it's not the mafia at play. It's not some guy named Rocco Two-Time. It's different. You could easily have players just providing information. Mm-hmm. Why would Jonte Porter's prop bets be the... Why would people run to a window to try to get 20 grand on a nobody? I mean, Jonte Porter could slap Jeff or Kenny in the face. They wouldn't know it's Jonte Porter. He could wear a sticker that says, hi, my name is Jonte. You wouldn't know.
And what do? I play NBA.
Man, you're tall. Do you play ball? So, like, I just would like to know, because I admit, as somebody who I watch sports and talk sports for a living, the gambling thing has reached a level where I don't think you can say with certainty we're not seeing some leakage. Mm-hmm. That we're not, I mean, look, whether it's a college baseball coach went full Pete Rose. Right.
His boy's on the phone with him at the casino as he's getting the information from the coach to bet. I think he was betting against Alabama. Like, wow, we've reached that point where it is, Mike, when you watch, and I don't want to say names, but when you even watching the current NCAA tournament, you see certain players out there and you're like, wait, this guy is really good. This guy is like going to the league. This guy's playing like total trash tonight.
Oh, I know the player you're talking about because I said it to you privately. I know the player. Big time school. Played like he was on Quaaludes.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, that doesn't add up. The point is,
Madden.
I just feel like it's the tip of the iceberg. And look, we're operating in a space I've never believed you could guarantee every single thing was on the level. It's nothing. In the history of sports, collegiately speaking, even in the NIL era, it is nothing that if somebody wants to manipulate a game bad enough, you can go to a small enough school and a poor enough kid with the right motives and go push a button.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't let it ruin my ability to watch sports, and I am not acting as if this is the WCW. I'm not doing that. But I'm not going to sit here as a radio host and just ignore all these stories. Think about everything that's swirling around that I just listed, that you just listed. This Ohtani thing is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
For me to believe Ohtani, I have to accept that while he's modern-day Babe Ruth, he's also a functioning idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
That he may be Babe Ruth and Pete Rose. He may be, allegedly. Let me put that out there. But that's on the table because baseball sure doesn't want to talk about it.
Now, listen,
nobody wants to talk about
that. Here's what I'd like to do, because we're going to get to Football Jesus at 3. We're going to get to Brad Holmes. We're going to talk about this, but I needed a little bit of space to do this. And I understand, while this requires a little bit more thought of favorite pickle or what's your name, 248, you all watch sports. So just be straight with me. You think I'm on crack because I'm starting to doubt the authenticity of things in the back of my mind? Say it.
Or do you watch games and it, to yourself or to your significant other, to your boys, say, man, I wonder about this.
Right.
Is the integrity starting to erode
away?
It's
not the sports book's problem.
Right.
This is about the leagues going full send into sports. It would be the equivalent of us being sponsored by a sports book and you could bet on our topics. And like over under, Rico saying MSU sucks, said it 6.5. And then Rico willfully bending the line by diming out his students. Like that's what these leagues are doing.
ESPN broadcasts the game. They have their own sports book.
Right.
It's right in front of your face.
Right. You had Reese Davis the other night on television say, oh, this looks like an investment. What?
They're telling on themselves.
248-539-9797. Yes, we will get to the Lions. We're going to get to the Wings. We got a lot to do today, but this is something that at least I think everybody can get involved with. If you watch sports, does this thought process enter your mind? It's that simple. I can't simplify it anymore. Just reach up to the apple tree, grab one, and take a bite.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll get to the Lions at 3. Kenny, take a text, and I go straight to the phones. All of these gambling scandal stories swirling in the air. Has it begun to change the way you at least watch sports? That you at least in your mind wonder about the authenticity of what you're watching.
When you see that play or that ending or something, and you're like, wait, it used to just be weird, but now you're wondering, did somebody just make a lot of money off of this? Try hard guy at the end of the game.
Kenny.
It's the three.
For skeptics that felt like this for years about sports being fixed, this gives them a leg to stand on. It most certainly all WWF feel now. That's from Marcus in the truck.
All right.
Anyone who didn't see this coming due to legalized sports betting is either stupid or lives under rainbows and roses. That's from Paul from Shelby.
Paul, appreciate you, brother, and that's why I'm bringing it up. I don't think it's appropriate for us to just, look, you get to a point, the Jontay Porter thing, do I believe that's tip of the iceberg? Yeah, I do. You know, load management in the NBA, boy, there's no easier way to manipulate than knowing when a guy is, well, you know, I'm a little tired tonight. What are coaches going to say?
And probably thought, nobody's going to recognize me of all people.
This I'm Jontay Porter.
Except for, you know, tens of thousands of dollars placed on you. Like, yeah, you didn't even try. Like, you didn't go out there and score 6 points and roll an ankle.
No, he had a illness.
Right.
He had Juan Gonzalez's flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
Kenny.
I'm not sure if games are rigged, but can we all admit right now that it's at least a little bit suspect?
That's where I'm at, is that it's okay to be a little bit of a skeptic, a little bit of a cynic. When I've seen Alabama's baseball coach, when I've seen Temple basketball, when you saw the Michigan point spread stuff that we talked about, that the cheating coincided with one of the great against the number runs in the history of college football, when you have Jontay Porter, when you have the Otani thing. Yeah, and yes. Do I think it's problematic for ESPN, a broadcast company, to own a sports book and then broadcast games? Yes, there's a difference between taking a sports book as an advertiser and then being the book.
It feels like that B-Dubs commercial from back in the day where they'd hit the button and the ref would trip somebody on the sideline. Hit the button, send it to overtime.
And overtime it is. All right, let's get to the callers. Dorian's going to lead it off today, 97.1. Dorian, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Mike? Hey, man, I hate to say this. I feel it's all sus. All of them are. I'm not going to say all of the players, because you've had scandals in the NBA. You've seen the Pete Rose situation. You've seen the NFL, how they had to suspend players. This was a bad, bad idea from the game, and it is ruin integrity of all sports. It's all about money now. It's all about money, and you really kind of, especially, no one's really watching the deal at the NBA. No one's really watching what these guys are doing. Are they gambling? Hello?
Listening to you, Dorian. Didn't want to stop you.
Oh, and I'm just of the adage that, yeah, man, it's compromised, and I feel like whenever I'm watching games, Even them lousy pissing games. Like, dude, if the refs aren't spilling it from you or calling games, I mean, or calling, you know, fouls or just missing totally stuff, it's just, is the refs in it? Who's behind all of the DraftKings? Who's behind all of this? Yeah, it's got to be the players, too. They all have to be benefiting some kind of way.
And yeah, especially in the NBA and the low management. It's why I don't place anything on prop bets, because you don't know who's going to play.
Why do you think on Cash the Ticket I do not do NBA bets? Because GTD. Do you know what GTD means?
No.
Game time decision.
Oh, yeah.
Every damn player on every damn team is GTD. How would I ever hand out a pick at 10 in the morning for a game at 7 at night and I don't know who's playing and who's not? Mm-hmm. If you have the information and you have it early enough and you know who's going to play or not,
See, that's it.
Right.
Everyone thinks manipulation is Bob going out there and going 0 for 30 from the field and dribbling the ball off his sack.
Right.
No, that's movie stuff.
Right.
The information alone can be powerful enough.
Right. If you know that this player, who normally is the eighth or ninth man on the bench, is going to get a lot of run, and his over-under is 4.5 points, put the over. Because he's going to be asked to score a lot tonight.
And I think that's what the Jonte Porter case will center around. It really does come down to information. He's a nobody player.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's the most popular prop of the night. The right people got the right information and thought they had an angle, and they're slamming under his total.
Mm-hmm.
And mysteriously, he pulls himself out of the game.
Right.
After 3 minutes with an illness?
Right. Like, you didn't even fake a rolled ankle. Like, you landed wrong getting a rebound, which you can at least justify. Yeah, coach, it really hurts. I can't play. I'm sick. I'm done. I'm out. But this counts, right? It counts that I played? Okay, good. I'm out.
So, again, it makes you wonder. None of us can prove it. But how many investigations will it take? You know, how many more scandals is it going to take before it does begin to affect the way all of us, including our listeners, watch games?
Mm-hmm.
It makes you at least ask the question.
I mean, I'm as guilty of that watching some of the tournament games. I was just like, this isn't real.
I'd bring up this one player, real. But it'd be very unfair.
Right, but it was.
But he played like Jonah Hill choking on that piece of ham in Wolf of Wall Street.
Right. Like, what is going on?
Go to Connor, 97.1. What's up, Connor?
Hey there, Mike. So I'm out of the belief that things are starting to get rigged. And I believe there are some shady things that happened in the NFC Championship game. And I have 2 points that I'd like to talk about. So on the Jahmyr Gibbs broken play fumble, it could just be because he was a rookie, sure. But if you watch that play, Goff opens left, the line crashes down left, Gibbs goes to the right. And I get they do a lot of cutback counter plays, you know, but that's play number one. Play number two, Brandon Ayuk went with his famous catch off Jerry Jacobs' forehead.
Vildor.
Before he caught that ball, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a flag thrown.
Yes.
And that flag was never discussed by the commenters. It was just picked up. Nobody ever talked about it. And Brandon Ayuk got a catch.
Well, I think what that was going to be is that was going to be a penalty on Vildor.
Yeah.
So I understand the comedy in the whole off the face mask. Wow, he's terrible. The reality is I think there was a defensive PI or a holding on that play. And they just said, all right, well, he made the catch. We'll just put the flag away. You're right. Should have been explained. I can't go there with you on the Gibbs thing. And I want to explain why. I'm not laughing at you. I'm saying, loud environment, on the road, he is a rookie. Miscommunications happen.
That, yeah. And yeah, you were in the close to the end zone.
Look what happened a couple years ago, right? Michigan puts in J.J. McCarthy, an inexperienced player at the time. Late in the game, Spartan Stadium, the place is going nuts, the 21 game.
Yeah.
What happens? Bad exchange.
Yep.
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. It's a different quarterback with a different mesh point and a bad result.
Yep.
Bleep happens. I don't want to go there and start re-adjudicating like individual things. It's about your mindset. So, Connor, you answered my question. Because you're in your mind thinking these things aren't on the level.
Yeah, Gibbs is like, hey, he's this great rookie, and why did he make this mistake at this point? But I will say for that one, it goes back to Jonte Porter. If you could at least make me kind of believe, okay, you went up for a rebound and rolled your ankle, I'll let that go. For Gibbs, yeah, you were down near the end zone, so the crowd is louder down there. You may have heard something wrong. You went the wrong way. You fumbled the ball. That I'm okay with. But there are times where you're just like, what? Really? Okay.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go to Drew, Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Well, you guys hit a nerve with this subject, man.
Okay.
I tell you.
All right.
Well, I have been. I had a couple of player stat games, parlays, unfortunately, with the Pistons. And I don't know if it's Monty Williams being the worst coach in the world or there's something fishy going on, because I was one rebound or 2 points away from Ivy and Durin getting their stats and getting out of, taking out of the game with a whole quarter to play and not playing again. I mean, I'm not saying it is wasn't on the level. It just starts to – and then when you guys start pointing things out, it starts to really sink in. Like, maybe this isn't, you know – what does the league do? I mean, if this story is true with this guy in Toronto, right, what does the NBA do? I mean, do they want this story to come to come to fruition? Because what do you do? I mean, it sounds like something they're gonna sweep under the rug. Because if this is exposed to be what it is, they're gonna have to. I mean, this is probably why they didn't want to make gambling legal in the first place, because of stuff like this. I mean, I know Vegas has always been there.
Yeah,
and the books and always have always been there.
Look,
but
gambling
it's just
is
too
always
easy now. It's just too easy.
Gambling's always existed. It was the level you had to go in order to partake in it, or the types of people you would have had to have been around to be involved in it. Now it's on the level. And all that's opened up is an ease of access. And when the leagues decided we're not only going to get involved in this, but we're going to plaster the sports books all over our court, we're going to have a sports book in our arena, we're going to have dedicated personnel to monitor our own team. I mean, yeah, Drew, look, you're answering the question. I can't prove any of it true or false, but I'd be lying to you if I said it hasn't affected how I view things. When I
what
see,
do you think about the stadiums actually having a gambling spot inside them now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting really out of control, I think.
Well, and listen, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, I'm not a big fan of, like, rules. You know, I don't care that they legalized weed. I don't smoke it. Do I take it to go to sleep and take a little gummy to Magic Town? I do. I like it to go to sleep. It's delightful. It beats taking melatonin. But like,
Mike's going to take a drug test.
I'd fail it. The point is, weed being legal, gambling being legal, alcohol being what it is. You know, look, social media. Guys, those are four major things so the history doesn't look back fondly on. You know, it just is what it is. There will be. I always say this, and I do a podcast about sports betting. The difference is I'm a reasonable, responsible adult, and a lot of people aren't. Gambling is going to hurt people. Drugs
there's always
hurt people.
Because there's always going to be somebody out there that pushes the limit, thinks they know a system. I can work around the rules. And when it's Joe Schmo, fine. If you get caught, you'll go to jail. But when it's one of your athletes or one of your coaches or one of your officials, now the integrity of the game. Think about this. It's why in major sports and even college sports, they can look past a horrific crime and let you back in the league. But you want to know what the one most unforgivable thing is?
Gambling.
You get caught gambling, they have no use for you. Oh, you killed somebody. Oh, you saw somebody die in a limo? That's okay. We'll still put you in the Hall of Fame and let you come back, Ray. But you gamble? Nah, we have no use for you. That's how seriously they take, because it's the integrity. Because once fans bail on this and they start seeing this as wrestling, you've lost.
Well, look at the phone lines. The phone lines are telling you they already do. That's why I was so hopped up to do the topic. Because I think whether you are a bettor or not, you're just a sports fan. The presence of gambling, you're aware of it. I think you don't have to have ever placed a bet in your life to understand the numbers. Lord knows they're plastered all over the arenas, all over your television, all over your phone.
Yeah.
You know going into the game, even if you've never bet, you know what the numbers mean.
Yeah.
And you know when something weird happens.
Well, like the last caller said, in a lot of arenas, there's an actual
book in the arena.
Yeah, you could gamble right there in the lounge.
Live your bet life.
All right, let's go to Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of
great
course.
Topic.
Welcome.
Guys, great, great topic. Hey, guys, I don't know if you remember, but a while ago in a Piston game, there was the Sadiq Bey point boost thing we kind of set up and everything.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Remember this? And
he
it was
didn't
great.
Play after like the...
Okay, Mike, you've touched a nerve because Mr. Valenti here hated him for the rest of his career.
Yes. He needed one basket.
Yeah, the story goes, we needed one more field goal in the last 20 minutes and 30 seconds of basketball. He was on fire. We set up the pleasure parlay. Like, Bay was Rico's guy, Mike. You're right.
Never saw the floor after that. That's when I realized, guys, the fix is on. I mean.
So when you watch games, though. You like when you see all these scandals happening, whether it's Temple basketball, Alabama's baseball coach, Otani, whatever's going on there, certainly Jontay Porter. Like, Mike, when you're watching games, are you letting it creep into your mind?
Every time I see this, when I say they're down to like 1 point or one basket or 1 yard, I said, he's not going to get this. The fix is on.
Okay.
And that's why, guys, you know, it's a great topic, and I thank you for letting me share.
Oh, Mike, please.
When I first came up, I first immediately thought about this. It was Sadiq Bey, and I know like this program, we kind of you guys kind of developed that in a couple of days prior to the game.
Yeah.
I remember this.
I even tried to get FanDuel to put it up on the damn website.
Oh, I remember Sadiq Bey.
Yeah.
That was my dude.
Good memory. Good memory,
Mike. No, I appreciate it. I'm glad you do remember it. And it's relevant today. Because look at how people are thinking about things.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, he needed one.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Let's go to Dustin.
You hated him ever since that day.
You're not gonna do something nasty to the family here and get away with it. Let's go to Dustin, 97.1. What's up, Dustin?
Mike, Rico, how we doing?
Good, hey, brother. Man. What's up?
Good. Yeah, so great topic. You know, I was watching a Rams game earlier this year in the 4 o'clock window. Forget who they were playing, but they kicked a field goal.
Oh, nine seconds to go. Yes.
Oh.
And McVay denied knowing the existence of the spread. They were down by like 12. He kicked a field goal to make it 9, which is fugazi.
Because you couldn't win.
But it covered the number. Yes, it Dustin, covered. I remember this.
Yep, and they had, and the most of the public money was against their number. So it worked out well for the books. You know, listen, I'm 42. Even as a 7-year-old kid watching the Lambeer Phantom Foul against Kareem, I remember at 7 years old going, this feels fixed. Like, what is this? What am I watching? And it's important to know these sports are classified legally as entertainment businesses.
Yes.
Which allows them some leeway and some loopholes in terms of what they do. Now, the players, it's different. But in terms of the league, they are allowed, whether they do or not, to make some of this stuff happen or skewed a little bit. So, you know, and there's a lot of stuff out there, right? And it's conspiracy. You don't want to buy into everything. But you got Arian Foster, who's mentioned some things from the past, how he came down with a hamstring injury in week 6, but he didn't really have a hamstring injury. You just don't know what to believe. And when big money's in, I think we're naive to
here
think
it is.
Nothing.
Dustin,
happens.
I wanted to make sure people didn't think you and I were nuts. They were playing the Niners. They're down 30 to 23. They're catching 7.5. 1 second to go in the game. McVay kicks a field goal to make it 30 and 23 and cover the number, destroying Niners bettors.
Awful. I remember watching. I only had like $20 on the game, but I had it where the Niners were going to cover. And I'm like, what in the heck just happened?
Because it made no
sense.
He
really kicked the field goal.
And I have his post-game answer here, all of it. No,
Dustin good,
you've
good
nailed
call.
It. God, that's such a good example, Dustin. But you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then McVay.
Because that had nothing to do with the game. It
now,
was over.
McVay didn't get asked about it after the game. He got asked about it on Monday. And you have always said this, and it's you're spot on with it. It's not the sword of damage. It's a Occam's razor. Like the simplest explanation is usually.
Right.
His answer was like 1,000 words why he did it. And it was all word salad.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, why'd you do it? Did you know the point spread?
You
were you
effing spread.
With people?
You knew it, yeah.
248-539-9797. Don't worry, we got Lions talk today, too.
So there is something interesting of note that happens near the top of this CBS mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
It is a trade up by the Broncos to the fourth pick with Arizona to select J.J. McCarthy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Draft hype is real.
Whoa, hold on. I'm going to sound like Donovan Edwards here for a moment. Whoa.
You.
I can't even find it.
Who we can all just do the drop. It's fine.
Wait. What do the Broncos have left to trade? Are they offering stock in the team? Edible arrangements? They don't have any picks.
It doesn't say what they offered. It does look like they pick swapped with Arizona, though.
Okay. Well, look, Minnesota's got pick 11 and 23. So if Denver's going to make that move, you've got to beat that package. Now, I'll stick to the game plan here.
I'm thinking Sertan and picks.
Oh, we included a player now.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Rico wins. Look, again, it's never about whether J.J. deserves to be taken there. The answer is no. But we are in a quarterback-centric league.
Yeah.
There aren't enough quarterbacks, and you desperately have to do something to get one. So he will go there.
Because here's the thing. Think about it like this. If he came out this year, we would be talking about J.J. and Shedeur Sanders. And I don't think either are top 10 picks. But because of the scarcity of quarterbacks, now they are.
You're
going
to do
desperate
things to put a roof over your head. Go ahead, Kenny.
So the next most interesting things that happen, obviously.
Now it's all Donovan Edwards time.
Couple of wide receivers taken back-to-back. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Chargers. And Mike, your New York Giants select Malik Nabers.
Whatever. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a chance. Nabers is splendid. I mean, he's a fabulous player.
So now, Kenny, did the first four picks all go quarterback?
Absolutely.
So you had to take Nabers. He was the best pick. See, once again, Jim Harbaugh is an evil genius. He is inflating the price of J.J. so that he gets the number one non-quarterback player at pick five, and he goes out and gets a wide receiver for his
QB. No offense. I'm not going to ever use the term genius with a weirdo that lives in an RV.
Evil genius.
Okay.
First edge taken off the board here is Dallas Turner. He's going to the Falcons.
He's become the consensus number one. You know, there was talk at the beginning of the process, Jared Verse, Dallas Turner. Now Verse is kind of falling. Lots of Lions from UCLA.
Passing on him.
Well, again, it's all up to these mocks. No one gets anything right. But the one thing that is seemingly happening is Dallas Turner's going in the top 10.
So, question for you guys. Do you think Brock Bowers went in the top 10 in this mock?
I'm going to say no. Kenny, I've seen him consistently in the low teens to early 20s.
Man, don't worry about me. Just answer the damn question.
The question is, yes, he is taken 10th by the Jets.
This is why we're doing this.
Yeah. No, okay. And again, I don't understand why Bowers, you know, Rico calls it prospect fatigue. I don't get how all of a sudden he's not a top 10 pick. Just doesn't add up to me. He's an absolute weapon. You just don't see tight ends, collegiate level, being split out wide and running legitimate wide out one routes. You know, Brock Bowers split out and he's running a post corner in the red zone. Like, it doesn't happen. Double moves for a tight end. Like, he's unique. He's outstanding. It's weird to me, no?
Do you think maybe they're worried about the injury status, though? Is he completely healthy?
I mean, he had the rubber band surgery on the ankle. It's not like he broke his spine.
I understand, but you know, when it comes to draft, Mike, if you had a hangnail, that can drop you three slots.
Yeah, or you could be Dez Bryant and they ask you if your mom's a prostitute.
Well,
still, bar none, the singular most insulting question ever asked in the history of sports.
Still wondering how he did not jump across the table.
A team executive sits down and asks, is your mother a whore? How is that possible?
Mm-hmm. So a couple of back-to-back in-division picks here. We got Quinion Mitchell going to the Vikings at pick 11 and Jared Verse going to the Bears at 12.
You got to stop with the Vikings. Can we all agree, if they have pick 11 and 23 and they don't walk out of here with a quarterback, that is a complete dumpster fire. You have to convince Justin Jefferson to re-sign, and you're offering him that loser ginger Sam Darnold? You have to get a quarterback.
If you don't move up, which I
feel like, why? But if you don't, then you're going to have to either choose between Knicks or Penix and say, Justin, which one do you want? And Mike, okay, granted, Justin realizes by the time they, you know, because they're both old, I get it. Justin's not thinking long term. He's thinking for the next 3 years.
All right, Kenny.
So, Rico, before the segment started, you told me the draft doesn't really start until the Raiders pick. And they picked, and they went relatively boring. They went with the kid from Oregon State, the tackle, Talise Fuaga, I think.
That's fantastic. That's not the Raiders.
So that's my question, though, to you guys, is do the Raiders once again go full Raiders in this?
No.
I do. I think they do.
How dare you?
No. Mike, this is one where...
Antonio Pierce will not allow it. He will punch someone in the face if they try to be stupid.
Does he sign his own checks?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
Antonio Pierce is a superhero.
Okay.
I love Antonio Pierce, all right? He was a Giants legend.
Kenny, they'll take a quarterback.
Who?
They will take one of those two quarterbacks.
Go up there and put
it
on the board. If you're going to be so verbose and so cocky while being verbose, right there on the bet board, wheel your chair around. Don't give me that look.
We're talking about the Raiders.
Wheel the chair around and write it
up there. We're talking about the Raiders.
Dinner bet.
Okay.
Dinner bet.
We're talking.
Raiders will not take a quarterback. Dinner bet.
Okay.
I mean, the field. I'll take the field. It's a quarterback. They might take a wideout or something.
You want in on this?
No, I'm on your side.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
100%. You like the free food.
Absolutely.
Hey, okay, so Kenny throws in the ketchup packet.
Put it on the board.
Got plenty of ketchup packets.
Put it on the board.
Okay. We're talking Raiders here.
Board.
Okay.
To David Steelers, Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson.
See, that's a guy, if you're, now again, Brad does whatever he wants to in the draft. Wiggins is a different type of corner at 6'2", rangy, absolute hustle plays left and right. You guys got to go look up. There was a play Wiggins had against Miami, chasing down an 80-yard touchdown to stop him short of the goal line. That's a Lion type guy. All hustle. He's got the physical tools, and he's a tall, lanky corner. That's the type of dude you move up for. He won't be there at 29. Started a process, he was.
So this name isn't particularly interesting, but I like the actual name, Jackson Powers Johnson, going to
Oregon.
The Dolphins.
Yep.
Why is it not interesting? He plays center and guard, and he's really good.
I just like the name. That's the
okay,
only reason.
Excellent. Thank you, Kenny.
And Mike, what did you say about the Vikings earlier?
If they don't get a quarterback, this is a dumpster fire.
And they did. They got Rico's guy, Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, forget it. You'll need a box of wet wipes, please. This guy will lose his mind. Unfortunately, he'll be a Raider.
Okay.
You want to double down on that? That's the quarterback they're going
after? Say it right now. Wheel your ass around and go put that up on the window.
Maybe I got some inside information.
You do, man, please.
Only thing inside is your head up your wazoo.
No, you write the Raiders thing down. Kenny and I are putting lunch on this. Okay. Who do the Lions take?
The Lions take.
Wait. The Lions will take Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Nope, Kool-Aid goes to the Eagles 27th. The Lions take wide receiver from Georgia, Ladd McConkey.
Now look, Josh Reynolds just left for the Broncos. You need a number three. Number three is generally a lineup in the slot.
But you got a number three.
Who?
DPJ.
You are acting like
Mike,
ass.
The Lions said, hey, we want to invest in him. Believe Brad. Brad said it, not me.
I don't hate the idea of a wide receiver. It just would bother me if Ladd McConkey was the pick for this particular team. I think if you're going to take a receiver, you got to have a guy that provides something you don't have.
A Keon Coleman?
Yeah, like a Megatron light. You need a big-bodied, red zone type guy.
Was Coleman already taken, or did he get passed?
I don't see him being picked already.
So,
no, he was not.
What's your take on Ladd McConkey?
I think that if you're going to take a receiver, I told you, you got to take a big receiver. Keon Coleman and A.D. Mitchell.
Thank you. Adane. It's A.D.
His mama named him Adane.
Why did he go by A.D. his whole career?
Because, you know, us close to him.
It's like you coming in one day and saying my new name is Boban. No, it's Rico. You don't get to change it.
Get to change it, man. You have to respect it.
I don't have to do anything.
The Valenti and Boban show.
Right, exactly.
And that is...
Hey, we are signing Tobias this summer. It's going to be exciting.
That's your
Bring
mock...
Bring him back. They can do the commercial here.
All right, can't hit the
Along the river. That's your mock draft blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.